Sunday, September 26th. We left Oregon early this morning, but the president was up even earlier, made a lot of phone calls before we got underway, including a call to the attorney general on the idea of a woman judge. He said the AG wasn't very happy about it, but he is going to work on it some. Washington went very well. He gave a good talk at the Hanford Atomic Energy site, making the point that we can't consult our fears, that we've got to move ahead on scientific advances and so forth. And he gave a little lecture on that basic point to the briefing group, as well as to the public gathered outside. We had a good crowd of Walla Walla at the airport as well as at Hanford. We got back into the Mansfield Amendment question again in the plane with the president feeling that we will stand firm on this, but we have to be prepared to lose it. And Henry's got to figure out how it affects his game plan. He also got into the question of the announcement on the 30th on accidental war, and the question that state will preempt it if the president doesn't go to the signing, so he probably should go, that we need to play up foreign policy now, so he should make major appearances of this kind. We had a good stop in Alaska. The Japanese emperor visit went almost perfectly as far as our operations were concerned. The emperor himself was a little shaky as he stumbled coming down the stairs off his plane. Had to have his hat pulled out of his hand by the chamberlain as a clue that it was time for him to read his speech, and then he had a terrible time getting it out of his pocket and was a little ludicrous in the way he held it up and read it. He was the epitome of the caricature Japanese with his thick glasses, bowing, hissing, and saying, "Ah, so." No substance to the visit, but great ceremony, and certainly well worthwhile. The Hickel reception preceding the emperor's arrival went very well, with a good friendly greeting outside. Hickel did succeed in trapping us into listening to a couple of Burl Ives songs, including one that sounded like it was going to turn into a horrible peace song, but I think Ives left off the last verse and it came out all right. Then Hickel caught the president on the way out and trapped him in his den for 10 minutes talk, which the president later told me was fairly satisfactory. Wally will support him next year, but feels he should wait a while before he comes out with an open endorsement and should start building the groundwork first. End of September 26th.